funeral and military honors for U.S. Navy seaman Angelina Resendez. Texas border business. Texas border business. The family of U.S. Navy seaman Angelina Resendez has announced that funeral services honoring her life and military service will be held on Friday, June 27, 2025, at 5:30 p.m. at The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, located at 114 E. Price Road, Brownsville, Texas. Immediately following the service, full military honors will be rendered outside the church, including a 21-gun salute, the playing of taps, ceremonial folding of the American flag, and the presence of dignitaries who will recognize Seaman Resendez's commitment and sacrifice. A vigil will follow inside the church's cultural hall. During this time, Seaman Resendez's mother, Esmeralda Castle, and church leaders will be available for media interviews. All interviews will be held outside under the direction of Jasmine Rico Jones, Communications Director, South Texas, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Members of the press are invited to attend and respectfully participate in these services, as the Resendez family seeks to honor Angelina's memory and ensure her story is fully told. The community continues to mourn the tragic loss of Seaman Resendez and has expressed a strong desire for transparency and justice as the investigation into her death unfolds. Official Navy statement. According to an official press release from Naval Surface Force Atlantic, Culinary Specialist Seaman Angelina Resendez, assigned to the USS James E. Williams, DDG 95, was confirmed deceased on June 10, 2025. The Navy extended its condolences to her family, friends, and shipmates, and confirmed that grief counseling and support services had been made available to her command. The U.S. Navy emphasized that the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, NCIS, is actively leading the investigation into the circumstances surrounding Seaman Resendez's death. Ongoing investigation and community response. Seaman Resendez was last seen on May 29, 2025, at Naval Station Norfolk. She was officially reported missing on June 3, when Virginia State Police issued a critical missing adult alert. Her remains were found on June 9 in a wooded area near the base. The Norfolk Medical Examiner's Office confirmed her identity the following day. A fellow sailor, Jeremiah Copeland, also stationed aboard the USS James E. Williams, is currently being held in pretrial confinement pending further legal proceedings. He was detained following an initial review officer, IRO, hearing on June 16, which concluded that Copeland should not be released before trial. The case may proceed to a general court-martial following an Article 32 hearing, expected to take place within 120 days of the IRO hearing. No formal charges have been filed yet. The Navy has not publicly classified the death as a homicide, and NCIS has not confirmed a cause of death as of this writing. Seaman Resendez's family has raised serious concerns regarding the Navy's handling of her disappearance. Ms. Castle has stated that her daughter was incorrectly marked as AWOL and that she learned of her daughter's death through the media rather than military channels. The League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, has called for a full and transparent investigation, comparing the case to the 2020 death of Army Specialist Vanessa Gillen and urging reforms in how the military responds to missing service members. As the facts continue to unfold, the Resendez family and the South Texas community are calling for clarity, accountability, and lasting changes to prevent similar tragedies in the future. In honoring Seaman Resendez's service, they also seek to ensure her story leads to greater protection and justice for all who serve.